Welcome. Greetings and welcome to TIU Radio, theinfounderground.com. Today's date is Saturday, 14th of March in the year 2009, apparently. And I'm your host, Ogner. Just want to get on and do a little rant about some of the research that I've been doing over the weekend. I'm a little bit handicapped. I have my right arm in a sling, which is really complicated when I'm a right-handed person, and used to my right hand for working the computer is severely incapacitated, but it's not going to stop me from doing a show. And I want to cover some issues, financial, some of the stuff's going to be related to theinfounderground.com, the actual forums. Talk about you know how far you go for what you believe. I mean, do you believe in you know, Obama is saying trust me, everything's going to be fine. From what you know, I'm just going to read a piece. I wasn't so sure I was going to start, but I'm going to read it from moonofalabama.org, 14 March 2009. The thing is G20 pre-meeting, so it's a pre-meeting. Today the G20 financial ministers are preparing, are meeting to prepare for their bosses coming together early next month. The US wants Western European countries and Japan to spend more stimulus money. The Europeans said they are already spending enough with their automatic stabilizers when they are taken into account. These are unemployment and other social payments that increase automatically during a recession. In the US, many of such measures are not automatic and were put into a stimulus package, making it look bigger than the European ones. The West Europeans want more global regulation for all things financial. The US will fight new global regulation as it sees them as infringements on its sovereignty. Yeah, bullshit. The Chinese, they just want to make sure that the US pays back their money. And this is something I definitely want to get into a little bit later on, the Chinese and their money. Nobody at the top wants to admit that the big banks are bankrupt and need to be closed down. Instead, they continue to draw taxpayers' money into those into a black hole. As there is absolutely no unity on what to do and not even a common understanding of the problem, the G20 meeting will be without real results. Sure, there will be agreement on further support for the IMF, another Zionist-run organization, and another sideshow, but the real issues will not be done. And it goes on, so that you can get from moonofalabama.org, very good blog. One I like tremendously, one I check out every day. I think there's some good posts and stuff like that. But you know, what they're saying here just goes into what I've been researching and reading during March 13, Bloomberg.com. China's premier Wen worried on the safety of treasuries. China, the US government's largest creditor, is worried about its holding of treasuries and want assurances that the investments are safe. And this is this kind of relates to me on a very, very personal level, is what I believe and not my interpretation of the world. I cannot interpret the world for similar to the 7 billion people or nearly 7 billion people on the planet, but my interpretation of what's going on, without all the shills, the gatekeepers, the mainstream media, the alternative media, what do I see coming is more to the point that, what is coming as far as the Augster is concerned. Now, you might disagree with me, you might agree with me, for people, my buddies out there, Mike and Scott and Chris and there's a whole bunch of guys out there, Daryl, and a lot of guys and people out there that I talk to on a regular basis, they know the story and they're preparing. And if you're not going to prepare, you think everything is going to be fine, like Obama said, then you're in for a real awakening. I'm looking for a photo, satellite photo, which I'll include in this. I'll post a link on theinfounderground.com when I upload this audio, is of all the FEMA camps that are waiting in the U.S. I'm looking at a map of the United States, and there must be at least 100. There's probably 200 camps set up all over the country for civil unrest. That is coming. I must. Otherwise, just send me an email and remind me that I need to. Upload what I said I had. And I forget which forum I found that from. I think it might have been one of AJ's, Alex Jones forum. Might as well address it. I watched Alex's new movie during the Obama deception. Listen, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. Well done to AJ. Didn't mention the chosen people. He didn't mention Israel. He had one mention of Mossad in it, but he nailed the international bankers. So the video, I don't agree with him, going after the CFR and the Bloombergers and the BT Burgers and all this nonsense. These people meet up every year and they have their little shindig. Alex knows better than the Bilderbergers. He knows better than us. Although he went up there, and I seen him, he was blown into two microphones there. Now, I know he sold one for $51,000 or $50,000 on eBay. Some idiot bought his loudspeaker, his bullhorn, and so he still has another one. So there's graphic proof in his new documentary that he had two bullhorns. So some idiot paid $50,000. So one and a half to ask the question is, was that a donation to the cause made by some Zionist backer of Alex? Because, I mean, Alex, you know the story, you've been researching three times longer than I've been doing this. You've come to the same conclusion, yet you're gatekeeping. You're always gatekeeping. You avoid the issue. I heard some of the calls made during the week. I know people take you out of context in one call, and fair juice to me, it goes up in those 3 or 4 hours every week. But you could help us out a little bit more. You're talking about the bankers. Put a few names to them. Put a little bit of historical into the situate where we are now, situate that into where we were in 1929 and prior 1929. Who were the people that were running the show? I mean, who were the people that organized and financed and paid for World War One, World War Two, and just about every other war? This will bring you into the military-industrial complex. Good, you'll find the same people there. It's the people at the top. You don't see a. You don't see these powerful guys running down and they're actually doing the assassinations. Cheney's organizing the assassination ring for the neocon Zionists. Bolsheviks probably is a better word to call them, but we'll see if Obama. See, this is a risky thing for for Obama, whether he goes after Bush and the rest of them for war crimes and all the other shenanigans they're up to, because he's going to be faced with the same thing. He's a Zio puppet. He works for the Zionists, a complete shill. Anyone that believes that he can do anything that's going to change, and it's not going to work, just is not going to work. He's coming in. They've already spent $8.5 trillion on this Don't Leave Any Bank Out and Save All the Bankers Act, and they're withdrawing money from the real world apparently, and they're promising everybody's livelihood and taxes and future kids and future grandkids and great grandkids futures before they're even born to pay out for. So let me just get this right. Some people couldn't really afford to have a real house, but the bankers kind of gave them easy money with the subprime clause, and the interest rates would shoot up, and all of a sudden they're not able to pay. We have a subprime, which is, you know, $1-2 trillion issue. But then you get into it down the rabbit hole, and you figure out that it's a lot more than this. That the banks have been up to these financial weapons of mass destruction in a non-regulated, unknown grey market called the derivatives market. Now, I'm seeing the figure putting out there. These are humongous figures. The figure of in the derivatives market is up to between $700 trillion, and then you get into the quadrillions, and then it's we're away with the fairy numbers there, because this is more than and almost that is per head for every human on the planet. The money can never be paid back. Just not gonna. I'm gonna play an actual clip, because leading out of this, you had John Daly, the Daily Show, very popular show. Now, a lot of people don't like him because he's Jewish. A lot of people think he sells shit. I like some of the stuff I've seen from him. He sometimes can roast. Now, is he part of the television shenanigans? Yes, he is. But he does get to ask a couple of questions, and one of them that has come into question is the role of CNBC, owned by a Zionist. I mean, they're the financial channel. How come they missed all of this naked short selling, which I dealt in the last show? The power of these hedge funds, Bernard Madoff, we'll get into him later on. How come they missed it? Now, if you look at CNBC, now I have to say, as I've been saying for the last few, I don't look at TV, but recently I have been watching a bit more, and I usually tend to stick to the financial channels, Bloomberg, CNBC, and they have a European variant during the day, so you get the European markets, and some questions. I've been recording, have a problem with my TiVo device. I can record, but I can't re-upload it to my PC, so I'm, a lot of stuff I've seen that I can't produce the evidence, as they say, but I do have it on my TiVo, and it's just a question of I don't know what I need to do to get it fixed. There's someone smarter to have a look at it, but I'll try to get that sorted out. But they have a guy in CNBC called Jim Cramer. Now, Jim Cramer's after coming out in the last week as a Zionist shill, which he is, but I checked out this guy a couple of months ago, and he started up thestreet.com, and he suckered people in. He had a big following. He had 15,000 paid subscribers, and he'd say, you should buy into this company, and you should buy this company, and this company is doing really good. And he'd only ever talk about companies that he held, and then as soon as people would buy into it, he'd dump his shares, get a profit, and then he didn't care what happened to the stock. He was also involved in hedge funding up until 2000, and the SEC checked into him, but the SEC, since they're a bunch of bastards, they couldn't catch Bernie Madoff. So how would they catch a little Zionist shill like like Jim Cramer, that works on a Zionist shill channel, CNBC, all working in cahoots with the New York Wall Street Zionist mafia, and all this fake bloody money. Anyway, this is the Daily Show from this week, 12th of March, 2009. Jim Cramer, unedited version.
So let me tell you why I think this thing has caught some attention. It's the gap between what CNBC advertises itself as and what it is, and the help that people need to discern this. Let me show you. This is the promo for your show.
Okay.
All right, so this is Jim Cramer's promo.
An economy in free fall. Investments on the brink. When you don't know what to do, don't panic. Cramer's got your back. Mad Money with Jim Cramer.
I tried. God is coming to see us.
Well,
he's going to point out, does God do a lightning round on stocks? Is that how it works?
No, God just does the promos. I do the show.
Isn't that, you know, look, we're both snake oil salesmen to a certain extent.
Well, not
to but
agree.
We do label the show as snake oil here. Isn't there a problem selling snake oil as vitamin tonic and saying that it cures impetigo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Well,
isn't that the difficulty here?
I think that there are two kinds of people. There are people who come out and they make good calls and bad calls. They're financial professionals. And then there's the people who say they only make good calls and they're liars. I try really hard to make as many good calls as I can.
I think the difference is not good call, bad call. The difference is real market and unreal market. Let me show you. This is you ran a hedge fund.
Yes, I did for many years.
All right. So this is, you give me 208. They're going to roll 208.
Sure. This is you. A lot of times when I was short at my hedge fund and I was positioned short, meaning I needed it down, I would create a level of activity beforehand that could drive the futures. It doesn't take much money.
What does that mean?
Okay, this was a hyperbolic example of what I was trying to get people to. You had a great piece about short selling earlier.
Yes,
I've been trying to rein in short selling, trying to expose what really happens. This is what goes on. What I'm trying to say is, and I didn't do this, but I'm trying to explain to people, this is the shenanigans.
It sounded like you were talking about that you had done it.
That I was inarticulate because I barely traded the futures. But I will say this. Mm-hmm. I am trying to expose the stuff, exactly what you guys do, and I'm trying to get the regulators to look at it.
Well, see, that's interesting. Roll 210.
Sure. I would encourage anyone who's in the hedge fund to do it because it's legal,
right.
And it is a very quick way to make money and very satisfying.
Okay.
Well, by the way, no one else in the world would ever admit that, but I don't care.
That's right, and you can say that here.
This is just a bit of clarification. This is a clip of Shyster Cramer from the 22nd of December 2006, explaining how to illegally make money.
I'm not gonna say it on TV. On TV now.
I want the Jim Cramer on CNBC to protect me from that Jim Cramer.
I think the way you do that is to show, okay, that's how the regulators watch the tape. They realize the shenanigans that goes on. They can go after this. Now, they didn't catch Madoff. That's
but
a shame.
When you talk about the regulators, why not the Financial News Network? That's the whole point of this.
Okay.
This is a very, very important point here that he makes. John Stewart, the financial channel have been in cahoots with the bankers all along, and the Wall Street Zionist mafia. They've been printing fake money since 1913. They manipulate all the markets, all of them, oil, gold, silver, all of them. And here you have one of their shysters up here, and being caught out. He's a fool on his own show, the Mad Money, you should call it the fake money show, but they call it the Mad Money Show, Jim Cramer.
CNBC could be an incredibly powerful tool of illumination for people that believe that there are two markets. One that has been sold to us as long-term, Put your money in 401ks, put your money in pensions, and just leave it there. Don't worry about it. It's all doing fine. Then there's this other market, this real market that's occurring in the back room.
The numbers here are humongous. The world lost last year up to $44 trillion in equity. People had put money in 401, in retirement funds, in ISAs, and whatever the names are. I don't have any money in any of them. I don't think I'll be around that long, so I never invested in any of them. But $44 trillion were wiped out last year. And the entire production of mankind, of all of us on the planet, is estimated, and I've read it in many, many places, as $50 trillion. So we've basically lost 1 year of savings. Basically, that's what we've done. And this is one of the criminals here, part of the Zionist television network.
We're giant piles of money are going in and out, and people are trading them, and it's transactional, and it's fast. But it's dangerous, it's ethically dubious, and it hurts that long-term market. So what it feels like to us, and I'm speaking purely as a layman, it feels like we are capitalizing your adventure by our pension and our hard-earned, and that it is a game that you know is going on, but that you go on television as a financial network and pretend isn't happening.
My first reaction is, absolutely we could do better. Absolutely. There are shenanigans, and we should call them out. Everyone should. I should do a better job at it. But my second thing is, as I talk about the shorts every single night, I've got people in Congress who I've been working with to try to get the uptick rule. It's a technical thing, but it would cut down a lot of the games that you're talking about. I'm trying. Am I succeeding? I'm trying.
But the gentleman in that video is a sober, rational individual, and the gentleman on Mad Money is throwing plastic cows through his legs and shouting sell, 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 and then coming on 2 days later and going, I was wrong, you should have bought. Like, I can't reconcile the brilliance and knowledge that you have of the intricacies of the market with the crazy bullshit I see you do every night.
Fair enough. I would tell you that I, too, like you, want to have a successful show, okay? And I'm trying to bring in younger people who really don't want to hear about the stuff that you were practicing on, the P.E. ratio and Tier 1 capital. I could do the Tier 1 capital. How many people don't care about that? So instead I talk about the need for banks to have enough money to be able to lend to people who really need it, and the government's got to provide it. I guess, what I'm saying is that I'm trying to make it in English to a new generation that really doesn't care about what you said.
What I saw on that tape of you saying this is how hedge funds manipulate, that sounded like English to me, brother. What doesn't sound like English is a guy doing that and then hitting a button that goes, hallelujah. That's English. That's treating people like adults.
How about if I try it?
Try what?
Try doing that. I'll do that.
That'd be great. But it's not just you. It's larger forces at work. It is this idea that the financial news industry is not just guilty of a sin of omission, but a sin of commission, that they are actually in bed with this idea.
No, we're not in bed with them. Well, no, I don't think that's fair. Honestly, I think that we try to report the news, and I think that some people...
A couple of guys do. This guy Faber, and
he's
and
fabulous,
maybe
Faber.
Two other guys.
He's fabulous.
Right.
And he's done some things that really blown the cover off a lot of stuff.
But this thing was 10 years in the making.
Right.
And it's not going to be fixed tomorrow, but the idea that you could have on the guys from Bear Stearns and Maryland and guys that had leveraged 35-1 and but then blame mortgage holders, I mean, that's insanity.
I never did that. I'm sorry, you're absolutely right. I always wish that people would come on and swear themselves in before they come on the show. I had a lot of CEOs lie to me on the show. It's very painful. I don't have subpoena power.
But you're pretending that you are a dew-eyed innocent. Watch, roll, if I may, just roll 212. Roll 212.
No, not 212.
Roll 212.
Now, you can't foment. That's a violation of
foment?
Yeah. You can't foment.
Foment.
You can't create yourself an impression that a stock's down. But you do it anyway because the SEC doesn't understand it. So, yeah, I mean, it's, that's the only sense that I would say this is illegal.
That again was from the 22nd of December 2006, which is just, where are the handcuffs?
Now, it's what? 216.
Another fact that a lot of people are focused on right now seems to be Apple.
Yeah, Apple's very important to spread the rumor that they both Verizon and AT&T have decided they don't like the phone.
Right.
That's a very easy one to do because it's also you want to spread the rumor that it's not going to be ready for Macworld. And this is very easy because the people who write about Apple want that story. And you can claim that it's credible because you spoke to someone at Apple because Apple isn't in it. Doesn't,
they're not going to comment.
Well, that's the end of the clip there. I think that gives you a fairly good impression of the Wall Street Mafia in action. That these funds can... we're not even talking about funds here. We're talking about idiots like this Cramer criminal can, you know, put out a rumor that Verizon and AT&T don't like the iPhone. This is in 2006. Could certainly manipulate the stock of Apple. There must be. Why would they do that? Why would they want to run up the stock? Are they getting paybacks and, you know, back? I don't know. These people are extremely dangerous. But I think it boils down to, and I was talking to Daryl before doing the show, and Daryl was trading up until 2003. He brought up a term I hadn't heard in a few years, which is day trader. Now, in the 90s, I wouldn't have classified myself as a day trader, but I definitely did trade stocks in and out. But no, I didn't stop my job, but after my work day, I'd do some trading, and, you know, you make mistakes, and then you do this and that, and listen to CNBC, and then run on a stock and then get your arse kicked and then hopefully, but the market was going up, so it was good. And I got out of the market at the right time. Look at the Irish, I'll put it to you, as that I needed the money to buy something, and I sold all my funds and stocks and stuff, and I got out at the right time just before the market absolutely collapsed, so I did okay. And but it's now, would never invest anything in there again. It's a big Ponzi scheme. Al Capone said that in 1929, before the bankers decided they were going to have a depression, that it was a complete, it's gambling. It's basically you're gambling. I'm sure some of you are religious out there, and I'm sure not all religions believe in gambling. I don't know what reason, but people have put in, we've been suckered in with these 401k plans and ISAs and stuff, that we save, as Daly said at the beginning, for the long term. But we're not really saving, as most people are going to find out very, very shortly, that the money, you know, my girlfriend, she said, look at that, I lost 36% in my UBS funds last year. UBS, you know, penny stock, is, I think it's up to about 10 francs again. 14% of Swiss national GNP, gross national product, and they've come down a long way from 70 down to 10, and they went down, they've been down to 8 and came back up. But this is all temporary. I've seen the market heading down, heading south, and the last 3 days of the week the Dow Jones shot back up to about 7100. I said I'd get to about 7200. I think it may be a little bit over 7223 or something like that, and that's why I excited. And this is, there's a couple of smart guys on said, listen, this is just a rally, it's not a, we've hit the bottom, there's no bottom to this pit, we owe too much money. Now, most people like yourself and myself, we don't owe anybody, or you might owe, you know, might have a car or a house or something, but hold on, we didn't go crazy spending, and I don't have 15 credit cards, I don't live on credit. It was interesting to see Obimbo assuring the American people that we're going to get back to where we were, and we're going to get credit opened up again, and you know, we're going to get back on. But, you know, a stable, you know, I learned when I was very young, was safe. Save some money, you know, for the rainy day. But we have a situation where in America people have a choice of credit cards, very easy to come by, or were very, very easy to come by. And they keep the credit card in the case of the rainy day. So if, you know, there's an accident, the kid gets hurt and there's medical costs, or your animal, dog gets run over or something, or your dental work to be done or something like that, you whip out the credit card and, you know, woohoo, you survived the rainy day, or, you know, the worst thing that could possibly have happened at the worst possible time, you have your credit card out there. And this is not what my idea. My idea is to have some savings, actual savings, and, you know, pay for the, what's the reason for having the savings? It is for the rainy day event. I have some savings. I opened up my first bank account in 1973 in the Ulster Bank in Ireland, part of Royal Bank of Scotland, I believe now. I was 7 years of age, and I used to save a couple of pence, 50p a week. I'd do a lot of jobs and mixers, get a couple of bob, and I used to save. Not much, might have had 20 quid, 30 quid, 40 quid, I don't know, but it went up, and then come around Christmas time, you could buy some presents for the family and help out. I'm not from you know, a rich family, or far from it, and I learned the value of money, but it was through saving, not through some piece of plastic that they send you in the post and all you have to do is call and they'll activate, you know, 10 grand or 5 grand, and they know that. This is, you know, getting back on, you know, on topic, which is where we're going. We're going to financial oblivion here. Most people will realize what most Russians did in 1917, that the Bolsheviks were the same people in power. They're a political branch of the bankers. They're going to bring us all down, and everything you think you've worked for the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years is going to be wiped out. If you only got 40% wiped out last year, you get another 40%. So by the time you get to retirement, you've been lied to. And then, you know, what are you going to say? I'm saying, you know, we're not against any religious groups or anything like that. This is against the people that run the money system. They're mixed religions, mixed colors. The top heads are Jewish. From my research, they are Jewish. But, you know, when we're talking about the planet, a lot of the people that are going to be affected, some of the people will be Jews, some will be Irish, some will be black, some will be white, some will be, you know, whatever, Muslims and Buddhists, etc., etc., etc. We're all going to suffer, we're all going to be brought down. And it just, you know, it just goes. What is your perception of the near future? Because, you know, what happened 10 years ago or what will happen in 20 years' time is little less important than what's going to happen in the next 6 months to a year. Basically, we have a situation that there's too much money. Obimbo is trying, under instructions from the bankers, he's bailing the bankers out because the bankers need to have liquidity. Now, the bankers are getting their reserves popped up. But hold on a second here. This has gone way, 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 way above the subprime. Now we're at what they're going to whip out on the people, which they're doing. If you read in the alternative media, which I'm proudly part of the alternative media for the moment, independence, I'm independent, and so are my forums, theinfounderground.com, that, you know, what they've been telling us is a complete lie. We're going to suffer, whether it be, they're trying to tell us that deflation is coming, the price of oil has come down from 150 bucks down to 47, and we remember all the prices, you know, there was riots in Italy because they're putting the prices up for food, and in Portugal and in Africa and in Egypt, and I've covered this in past shows, and all of a sudden the price goes, and now it's going to go, deflation, that's bad for your savings. They want your savings, they want your insurance money, they want your 401k plan, they want everything. And one of the best, two of the best suggestions I've been told by Mike WB from the Info Underground is gold and oil. Now I've been reading place, especially in the American news sites, that there's a shortage of gold coins, silver coins, and whatever. That's possible, but as far as I can guarantee you, from Geneva, Switzerland, there's no shortage of gold. If it's a shortage of money, I could go in and I could buy any amount, as far as I know. I've been stocking up on gold and silver, and I'm going to buy a little bit of silver next week. hopefully, if my dogs will stop digging it up after I bury it, it'll be great. But I'm definitely, I don't trust the financiers. You can't trust the bankers. They're like, what about all these, you know, trillions of dollars, the billions of dollars that Merrill Lynch gave as bonuses a couple of days before they were bought out by Bank of America, and they refused to give the names. Now, luckily, there's a judge in New York, and he just decided, I don't care who I shame, we're giving out the names. And then we're going to read a little bit more in the next couple of weeks. But then again, we're into the legal system, which is run by the same group, one of their wings, and these things will get bogged down, and Obama will let them go on, and we're waiting for some sort of, I'm waiting for some sort of big natural, big kahuna burger to go on somewhere and attack an Iran, Israel attack Iran. You see, as I said, you know, you see President Wen of China telling America, oh, you better look after my money, you owe me lot of money, don't fuck with my money. And you see that if you read, there's some altercations going on between US Navy military ships and the Chinese in the South China Sea. Now, what I'm reading for that is, it's America saying, we'll attack you, we can nuke you, you better keep buying the dollars and keep buying the T-bonds and whatever. The Swiss during the week basically downgraded their currency against the dollar, and it went down a couple of pence, a couple of centimes against the dollar. And the Swiss are reacting to, they didn't want to have a strong Swiss franc going into this. The dollar is very high, it's going up to about 1.19 against the Swiss. It was down to 99 or 98 point something a couple of months ago, not too long ago. So there's a 20% increase. One of the biggest markets in the world is the money market. So this is the people that control the money are the real control. Now you do have the stock market, but the stock market is tiny in comparison with the money markets. Then you have the oil markets, the gold market is very tiny. It's about $10 billion, $3 trillion a year trade, a tiny market. Gold is an interesting one. 75% of all gold is hoarded. It's not really used in industrial usage anymore, as silver is still used. But gold is hoarded, and this is the one way I believe in that it will hopefully see me through rougher times with my family and my friends in rougher times to come. Having money in bonds and funds is going to do you no good. There's no... No, they can say what they like, but I don't see any good news coming up. And the market is a big deal. These are traders in that making money. So at the end of the year, so well, you know, we made money. But the people that are in these funds that have these huge 20% fines if you leave the funds, and most people for that reason will not sell up their funds. Instead of accepting a hit of 20%, then being worth nothing in a year or in 2 years' time when the fiat money system collapses and we reorganize and prepare for their version of the New World Order, which seems to be the real buzzword out again. They're all talking about, you know, one world governments, and as soon as they have that, they'll have to have a one world religion and less individual freedoms, which I until my last breath I'll fight for individual freedoms. And I know a lot of people, some people, I've seen a video during the week shocked me. They're talking about positive fascism and all this bullshit, that we should give up our individual rights, we should give up our individual rights. Unbelievable. I'm just going to play a clip here. I'm not even going to mention the site. It's a site that to be avoided. I'll just play the first couple of seconds of this video. Absolutely don't agree with this. Isn't bullshit, but
the problem. The white race is nearing the verge of extinction. It is purposely being destroyed by Jews who view people of European or white descent.
Okay, so I'll stop that there. You can. I mean, that sort of stuff. You go out and have. actually, let me just restate a couple of things. I made a couple of changes on the forums. I'm responsible for the infounderground.com. They're my forums with participation of lots of people. I pay the bill and I'm ultimately responsible for them. We are not a Jew-hating site. I want to make that perfectly clear. Anyone that's on my site, on our site, that is a Jew hater, piss off. Don't want you there. You're not part of it. We're out looking, actively seeking the criminals, and this broad pen labeling of all Jews and all blacks and all Chinese. These people, talking, a lot of people know them as John and Mike, have gone through the 9/11 movement, the Ron Paul movement, the anti-Zionist movement, the white nationalist movement. They're moving on now to Holocaust revisionist movement. Something very fishy going on there, whether I was stupidity or I don't know exactly what it is. But this, well, you know, keep that up and you get a good smack in the mouth. And that happened to Delaney. He got a smack in the mouth by this Jewish guy that didn't, I don't agree with him getting smacked in the mouth. But it seems to be more manipulation. It made for a good clip, and then John slow motion, the fist coming up to smack him in the mouth. I thought that was very... it's suspect now. John, after closing his new site, whatever it was called, and he has some Nazi symbols up there. I'm no Nazi. I don't want any Nazis on my site. I don't want any racists on my site. I'm looking forward to the future here, trying to the survival of mankind, of all religions, all colors, all nationalities. I'm not a huge fan of mass immigration of 50 million Mexicans into America, by no means, or mass immigration into Ireland. There must be some natural occurring traveling and stuff, but this mass migration I'm not a big fan of. But this labeling of all people, if I take the case of the Mexican invasion of America, you have to not look at the Mexicans. I'm not saying not to look at them, but you have to look at the US policy and look at the Zionists that were behind these policies from the 60s, and you find people like, yep, Kissinger, Heinz Kissinger, he's always there. The guy must be 200 years old. He's probably older. The guy is, oh, Mr. President, I do think you should do this. I mean, he goes through all the presidents. He's still there. He's now on as an advisor again for Obimbo. It's amazing. But there's just one little clip here I want to play from that particular video that we just, YouTube video, which probably will be deleted soon enough. Big Nazi loving stupid video. But there's one word that I strongly disagree with. I left a message for this guy on his Skype, and I told him I strongly disagree with it. And this is a particular word. I'm just going to look for it now.
These estimates wrongly include Jews in the white population, so in reality the numbers are even worse. The solution. In order to preserve our race and prevent the global enslavement of all, we must solve the Jewish problem. The Jewish problem is a global one, so its solving will require cooperation between races and nations. This, though, is a much later stage of the solution. So with that stated, we will come back down to what we can do today. Morally, we must stop thinking individually, and our first question should be, is it good or present the time? Morally, we must stop thinking individually, and our...
There you go, and that's my problem with that, particular video, is this: we must give up our individual rights, and I'm strongly, very, very strongly against it. So getting back to the forums, if you just want to go out and hate all the Jews, blanket all Jews, you're not welcome on our site. No race, we don't want any racists. And I go along with what Daryl posted on the top of his site. Some people didn't like that certain split that went on a couple of months ago, and they followed John and Mike. I think they made a big mistake. Don't know what the fuck is with these two guys. John especially, Mike. Mike, I have always a soft spot for Mike, but John, weird. It's trouble. There's nothing good going to come out of it. Absolutely nothing good going to come out of it. And you know, as we step forward here, try to step forward, we have to be careful of these government-run psyops against us that are trying to infiltrate and get the masses angry and get them out in the street, and so they can bring in martial law. And you know, a lot of the different groups out there that are fighting the New World Order and Zog have been infiltrated, and some of their members have been taken off and poached, and sent down, down, going nowhere in nonsense. Now I want to get back to the financials here, and my outlook, which isn't very good. Even for Switzerland, Ireland is a disaster, and a lot of the things that people should be aware about are going to happen in 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10 months from now, when in Ireland we have an April budget, and it's said it's going to be worse than you can imagine. So maybe they'll put a few sweeteners in there, but it's going to be a lot of suffering. Now the IMF already told Zionists, or not, IMF have already told the Irish government 12% decreases in salary for all government workers, so they're trying to push in 7%. We'll see what happens with that, but I presume we're going to see more rioting as people figure out that all this money that they thought they had is gone. I'm sure they're well aware of it by now, and that a lot of the services that you take for granted are done. Even take the case of New York City. You have the Metropolitan Transport Authority, the MTA, are going to whip out a huge budget decrease for next year. They're going to let off 1,300 bus drivers and tube tram drivers and stuff like that. So they're proposing to have longer waits in between stations and avoid some stations at night time. This has all got to do with the money, and this is from New York City. Reading from Daily News, New York Daily News, judge says embarrassment not good enough to keep Merrill Lynch bonus a secret. That's what I mentioned earlier on, and it was actually from the New York Daily News. Why aren't people really mad as I am about this sort of thing, that all these bankers are getting their bonuses and their golden parachutes, and they won't tell, whether it's from Ireland to America to the UK is even worse. Probably the worst of them is who's getting all of this money. Why did they give all these bonuses? If I get to the end of this year, my company has lost 100,000 francs, I'm hardly going to be giving out bonuses to what left of my staff. You take 100,000 hit, you're out of business, you are bankrupt. If you only have enough money to cover your liabilities, you are bankrupt. You always have to have a little bit more. So if you have all these credit lines or whatever, and you don't have enough, you don't have more to cover that in assets, you're bankrupt. So a lot of this bankruptcy thing is going to come up a lot this year. People, companies that survive on credit. Now, I've never survived. I've been running my company for 24 years. It has changed a couple of times the name, getting slightly bigger as it went up. Plus, I was married and I was divorced. I had to change name and stuff like that. But I've never survived on credit. It was always from work. But then maybe that gets back from my savings. I don't go into it. Start a new company. I'm going to go out and look for, 10 million in venture capital and stuff. So there's a lot of people with ideas that do need venture capital. I don't have a problem with that. But there are inherent dangers that come with it. And if the market is going great, everything is great, there's money flying around, which has been going on for 15 years. We've had 15 years of good times, and Bimbo ain't going to solve shit. He ain't going to solve it. This problem is he's playing into the hands of the international bankers. Geithner, who's head of the New York's Federal Reserve for 12 years before he became the Treasury Secretary. Talk about change. With chump change, Obama, chump change. You're a chump. You're an idiot. And I know you're supposed to be a smart guy. You're eloquent when you speak, but you're also in the hand of these bankers, these Zionists, and you're going to do exactly what they say. Now, at the moment, we have a transition in Israel, depending on whether Netanyahu, and if he takes in which extremists as foreign spokesman or whatever, as if anyone cared. Absolute joke. The place. I was reading that the CIA gives Israel 20 years of existence, and that Israel won't exist in 20 years. And they said there'll be a big flood of Jews into America, and about 1.5 million to go back to Russia, because yes, they're Khazarians, and they're going home. Time to go home. Maybe they'll head to Biribistan when they've nowhere to run. And they've seen what their abomination of an attack on the Palestinian people in the recent holocausting of 1,300 and 500-600 kids. We all remember the photo of the little girl with her head in, just you see the head in the sand, no body. We remember it. And these people go on as if, you know, it's business as usual, you know, nothing else going on. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. You know, and plus, you know, we're going to get into the with all this banking, they want to get the credit. How about all these credit cards? How many credit cards do you have? I have two. I have a Master and Visa, and I use whichever one comes out. I don't use them very often, mainly for work. For myself, I'd rather always pay cash. You'll always get a better deal if you pay cash. Don't always go to the biggest stores. The little mom and pop shops are the ones that have, you know, kept the economy going for years and years. I have a tendency to go to them, especially in the line of food lines. Keep away from the big stores. I'm so disgusted with the meat, and so I never go to it. I'd never buy meat again in a big supermarket, one of these big mall things. Forget about it. I go to an halal and a Muslim certified equivalent of a kosher of butchering. Meat is excellent, it's cheaper, nicer staff, they're friendlier, they actually know what they're talking about when it comes to meat. Instead of going into a big supermarket to a big freezer and it says on the packet such and such a type of pork or such and such a type of beef, and you would say, well, you know, maybe if I could ask the guy, you know, what would be the best way to cook that, which is what you get from your local butchers. Okay, anyway, I think I'm going to wrap it up like that. I just want to get... I just want to get out... that, you know, TIU, I'm going to pay a lot more attention. The times are going to be critical. I mean, the last thing we want there is people making trouble for us. So I don't want people coming on my forums and saying, the Jew, the Jew, the Jew. If you have a Jewish person, a criminal like this, they're posted today on this Hasidic rabbi that was molesting and raping his daughter from an age of 3, and even crossing, he represented himself and he cross-examined his now a 26-year-old woman, and he's just been found guilty of incest, pedophilia, rapist. I mean, you tell me the word. This sort of people, there's nothing wrong. This is exactly, this needs to be pointed out, that the chosen people aren't chosen. This is only more propaganda, more mainstream bullshit that we have to put up with. Now, there's a new which I'll address in a further show. I mentioned one was a bit of a nasty post that went on in the introduction section, and I said I'm going to lock it because it was name calling. There's a new movement called New Chronology or Fomenko, which I'll address in another show. Certain people, I made a comment that certain people are ex-webmaster Azik, Chris, and Latin American View are part of a new movement. People say, what's the new movement? What's the new movement? I was referring to this new chronology, which is the work. I'll get into more detail. I'm reading at the moment, and I'm not calling it bullshit or anything like that. But from what I've understood of it so far, is the accepted Jews are the world's administrators. That's a given. That the Jews function in the world are our administrators, the tax collectors, the accountants, the bankers, all the top jobs. No physical hard labor or anything, and they accept that. They believe that history really begins from the 11th century on, anything that happened before that is should not be taken into consideration. That between the 11th and 15th century, that a history was created for us, our version of history. Carbon dating isn't reliable, and they give reason for that. It's an interesting theory. I'm reading about it, but they accept the chosen people as our administrators, and I strongly disagree with that. So I will do a show, maybe have Chris on if he wants to come on and talk about it. And I had a quick chat with him today. He strongly emphasized to me that he's not part of any movement. That's his own personal beliefs and his information. Now, he did scan a 470-page book, and he sent me a copy of it, which I don't know whether it's around. I haven't seen around, but he gave it to me. So I am in the process of reading it, which will explain more to me about this Fomenko movement that was reinitiated in around 1973 from other scholars from down the century, Russian, British, etc. And I will cover that in a later show. I just need to read a bit more about it. And I just made a comment about that. It came up in the forums about, you know, where's the proof that the Great Wall of China has been around for so long? There's only photographic evidence from, say, 1950, maybe 1940. I don't know about that. We'll see. Let me do a little bit of music, Oxford out.